that's what I like to call.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's up? This is Adam from Maroon 5.
This is Kings of Leon.
This is the fabulous Marlboro St. Mary's Primary School radio station. Listen to me now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Terms 4's
Radio Roundup.
We're back again for another episode to tell you what the school has been up to.
During this episode, we will be hearing from Year 4, who will be telling us about their trip this term and some forest school they have been doing.
This sounds really exciting, Torin.
We will also be hearing from the Collective Worship Council, who will be telling us about the recent assembly they've presented to the school.
First up, let's go to Year 4 to hear about their theatre trip. Take it away, Manha.
Hello, it's Manha, Katie May, Aurora, Frankie, Poppy, Maddie and Olivia here. And you're all from TO class in Year 4. And in this roundup, we're going to tell you about our exciting theatre trip, our amazing artwork and our fun for school experiences. Katie May, let's start with you. Can you tell everyone why we went to the theatre?
Yes, of course, Manha. All of Year 4 went to Chichester Festival Theatre to see the projection of The Novel Boy at the Back of the Class by Onjail Q. Ruff. This was a book we'd read in our book talk lessons in Term 3. It's a story about a class of children who turn up at school one day and realise a new boy has started. He looks different to everyone else and doesn't speak any English.
They then discover that he is from Syria and has failed his country because of the war happening there. Sadly, in his dangerous journey between Syria and the UK, he became separated from his mother and father, sister. The production in Chichester Theatre of the story was amazing, wasn't it, Aurora?
It really was amazing, Maddie. The show was full of music, dancing and exciting action scenes. Some of our classmates hadn't been to the theatre before, so this was really special. Chichester Theatre was huge, and many other schools were there, but when the action was happening on stage, we were all really quiet, because it was so amazing to watch. There were lots and lots of funny parts, but the message at the end about being kind and friendly to others was probably the most important part. Which bits do you like, Frankie?
I really liked with just a few bits of simple stuff on stage, they were able to make lots of different sets, even a London bus. I also liked watching Brendan the Bully. He was the main character, but all of his bits were really exciting and we booed him a lot.
As well as going to the theatre, Year 4 has also been really busy with an experience, exciting art project. Can you tell us all about it, Olivia?
Hi, Manha. Yes, our art has been really exciting this term. We've been learning about a sculpture technique called bas relief.
Hang on a minute, Olivia. It's spelled B-A-S, bas relief. Isn't that how you say it?
Lots of people think that, Poppy, but actually it's a French word, so we have to say bas-relief. It's a form of a sculpture that means you either remove clay or add it on to make a raised picture.
That's right. We learnt the famous artist called Donatello used it in the 14th century, but it was used even before that by the ancient Greeks and the Mayans in their temples.
We found out so much history about the technique, but trying it out in class has been the most exciting bit. We were all given a lump of clay and we had to make it into a flat square tile. Once we'd done that, we had to use special clay tools to gently carve out a picture. The trickiest part was then using more tools to gently remove some of the clay around the picture. It was difficult to keep the surface tidy and smooth, but we had a few attempts and got really good at results in the end.
Pop by Teal and Mallard to see our results of our hard work.
This is Marlborough St Mary's Primary School, playing all the hits just for you. MSM Radio, school radio from Marlborough St Mary's Primary School.
Well, that sounded like an amazing experience.
Thank you, Teal Class, for sharing your fabulous trip with us.
Next up, we're going to be hearing from Manos Class, who will be telling us about their adventures outside in Forest School.
This discussion will be about Forest School in Year 4.
The thing I like about the Forest School is that it's outside and there's lots of different things to do.
My favourite thing is having marshmallows around the fire, but I really love the nature and being outside. It makes a change from being in class.
I like den building and whittling the most. I sometimes like to use a knife to carve the bark of long branches.
I really like being in the hammocks and just carrying logs about. Being in the nature is just really fun.
I can't wait to use the roundhouse and the pony tunnel next year. It means we're going to be able to do Forest School even when the weather is awful.
I think the poly tunnel is going to be massive and it's going to be really fun to carve wood and to do lots of activities in there.
Maybe we could have a competition to see who could grow the biggest something. A bit like in the book we did, The Boy at the Back of the Class. We can see if it will grow faster if we talk to things. Plants, that is.
I'm really looking forward to sitting around the fire in the roundhouse and doing some learning whilst I'm looking at the flames. We can use willow again to make headbands like we did in the Queen's Jubilee.
It would be really fun if we could plant lots of plants that we've never planted before.
It would be really fun if we planted lots of flower beds and planted lots of flowers in them.
It was really good to get rid of all that rubbish that has been thrown over from Isbury Road. It was very satisfying to clear the area and start to make a dead hedge with lots of animals and creatures can hopefully live in. And yes, we can make a tunnel, which would be really cool.
This is Marlborough St Mary's Primary School, playing all the hits just for you. MSM Radio, school radio from Marlborough St Mary's Primary School.
Wow, that sounded plantastic and terrific.
I've heard better jokes, Etzel. So disappointing. Let's move on. Next up, we will be hearing from the Collective Worship Council, who will be telling us about an assembly they have presented to the school this term.
We hope you enjoy.
Hello, we are the Collective Worship Council.
Last week, we presented an assembly about our value this term, which is love.
First, we picked one thing to share with the school that we love. Some of the things we love are family, football, animals, cricket, and McDonald's.
We did some drama acting out a Bible story called The Woman and the Well.
Mrs. Cook taught us how to write our own prayer using the prompt, Stop.
S stands for sorry, T stands for thank you, O stands for others, and P stands for please.
This is our prayer.
Sorry for being a rude and impatient and not loving others.
Thank you for loving us every day and helping us through tough times.
Help people who may be struggling find friendship.
Please help our school to believe in themselves. Amen.
And that's what I like to call.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's up? This is Adam from Maroon 5.
This is Kings of Leon.
This is the fabulous Marlborough St. Mary's Primary School radio station. Listen to me now.
Thank you to the Collective Worship Council for telling us all about the work they have been doing this time.
Sorry, that's all we have time for today. Join us next time where we'll be hearing about all the learning that has been happening in Year 5.
Thank you!
This is Marlborough St Mary's Primary School, playing all the hits just for you. MSM Radio, school radio from Marlborough St Mary's Primary School.